Right. I was about to go to sleep, but I'm gonna just talk about this real quick. Yeah, I was just thinking, like, man, like this is a tough topic for me because it's with my own people, Black Americans, right? It's about Black Americans, right? And I'm having this, like, mental conversation about myself with myself about how I feel like a lot of things that we do as Black Americans is from unconscious. Is that we're making unconscious decisions. We are making emotionally driven decisions, right? And I feel like as Black Americans, we are very emotional, right? Very fiery people, very outspoken type stuff, right? Because that's just who we are. That's in our blood, in our DNA. That's who we are. It's fine. It's not a bad thing. The problem here is that a lot of stuff that we do are is unconscious, like I said. It's very unconscious. And when it gets toxic, it gets toxic, right? And one of the things I was thinking about was the fact that people are Black Americans are like, I feel like we're really lazy, right? And I say that because I think that we as a community, as a culture, as Black Americans, we are expecting everything to be given to us in a weird, unconscious way because I think what the thing is right? Like, think about it, right? We started out here in America as slaves, right? And because of that, we were forced to work when we didn't want to work. So already working is seen as a bad thing because because all the work we were doing, we were getting hurt for it. And when we didn't want to work, we got hurt for it. When we did work, we got hurt for it. So it is a reinforcement in it's like a weird mental cycle about how we as people view work as negative, right? And it's a natural thing to it's a natural it's natural it's a natural mental response to situations like that. And I see it in my own personal life. One example is when like growing up, I had a very abusive stepmother, right? And one example was that when it came to cleaning, there was no right way to clean, right? There was just, when you cleaned, or whether you cleaned or whether you didn't, I still got punished somehow, some way, even though I did clean, and I may have missed like one thing, and then I get in trouble. So it's like you mentally now I grow up having to unlearn the fact that cleaning equals punishment, right? Cleaning equals this and that. Cleaning is a negative thing in some way in my mind, right? And also I have, that's just one thing. I'm not gonna get too into it, but that's basically what it means, right? So if you expand that to like a whole like all of the generations of Black Americans in America, right? Working is seen, we don't want to do that, right? And it's interesting because even though we did work, there was a lot of, there were people, right? Black Wall Street, that's one example where obviously people work their asses off to get this stuff up and running because, obviously white people at the time were racist and all this stuff, right? So we had to make it our own, and then it got burned down. And then there's countless times where our hard work gets destroyed, or our hard work is shown to us to be negative, right? And us putting in work it, over and over again, it's just like it just doesn't our, us working hard just doesn't work, right? And it's not like we said that publicly. It's not like we said that through our mouths. We said it mentally, and our brains naturally kind of just adopted this mentality of work equals bad. Work equals punishment. Work equals the white man will destroy it, right? And that gets passed down unintentionally and sometimes intentionally, right? Through the generations, right? And it be I say right a lot, sorry, but you know, yeah, like it gets passed down from generation to generation, and we have this mentality. And we go into nowadays where we are, I feel like we are asking people to do what we need to do for ourselves. You know what I mean? Like, and it's kind of like one of those interesting things where like we are asking, like for example, right? I saw this video where this guy made a video. It was a great video, by the way, but he was talking about how Japan and the lack of representation in Japanese anime, right? Or just anime in general, right? And one thing I said, I commented and I was like, well, I don't feel like Japanese people have, they don't need to represent us, right? They don't need to, right? They, it's not their job, but they're Japanese people. They represent their Japanese people and their culture. That is what they are. Because just because they have American audiences does not mean that they need to represent the people in America. Let the American people do that. And that's what I said in the comments. I was like, look, we as a black community do not need somebody else to tell us to help us represent ourselves. You know what I mean? I don't want a Japanese person making a black main character because they do not know what it means to be black. So why the fuck would they make a black main character? Right? Who cares if they make a black main character? What I care about is them not being racist about it. You know what I mean? When they make a, whether make a side character or whatever. If they ever do put a black character in there, don't make it racist. Just be realistic, okay? But I don't want them to have to pander to us, right? I don't care. I don't want them to do that. I want them to be, I want them to make content, you know, in their Japanese. That's why I like anime, because it's the Japanese mindset, right? That's why I like, you know, Bollywood. You know what I mean? Because Bollywood is completely Indian, you know, or and the other people, I'm not good with like the different types of Indians and stuff. So don't come at me. I'm just saying Indian because that's the, you get the point, okay? The point is that I don't want to see a black main character in a Bollywood show or a black main character in a Japanese show, okay? If I want to see that, I am going to, like I said in the comments, I said, I am myself. I am going to build myself a company. I am going to build my company, and I am going to hire Japanese artists. I'm going to hire other black artists. I'm going to put them two together, and I'm going to make a fucking force of an anime and then promote it in Japan and promote it in America, right? Double the fucking, you know, audience type shit, right? And I'm not the, you know, because it's not, it's some, it's just weird because I don't think it's right for us to ask other people to do shit for us. That's that lazy mentality that that is so ingrained in us. And it's honestly like really really sad to see. I hate to see it because it just means that we as a community we started to give up, right? About actually trying to like not now, we're getting better now, but I'm saying like overall, right? And you know, the last 100 years, you know, type stuff, you know. Well, not even last 100 years. I should say in the last, like, actually, you know what? I bet you it's the last 20 to 30 years. I'm gonna say that. The last 20 to 30 years was when we actually started to, like, make our own shit because we can now, right? We can now, and we won't really get, like, attacked for it. We won't get, our shit won't get burned down, right? Not anymore. Right, there may be like laws that have been put in place at the time when racist people were at the helm of making laws and stuff. We have to deal with those, okay? Those are old laws that they haven't decided to get rid of yet, right? And some of them are not even laws. Some of them are just unspoken rules that just hasn't been done away with because we don't even because a lot of them don't even realize that the shit is racist in the first place. But that's another thing entirely. The point is, right? The point is that we need to stop asking other people to make shit for us. Stop it. I'm saying this right now. Stop it. Stop asking other people to do what you need to do, okay? Who cares if a company like cares about Black History Month, okay? Who gives a single fuck? Okay, I don't care. You know why I don't care? Because I am trying to do my own shit. As a Black American, I'm going to make sure my other fellow Black Americans are taken care of, the ones in my circle anyway, okay? I can't take care of everybody. This is a community thing. We as a community has to uplift our own people. Otherwise nothing's going to happen. Okay? Like nothing's going to happen if we keep asking other people to do the shit for us. And it's not like we're actively asking them. It's just that we are unintentionally through this mental training that we've been training ourselves as through years of trauma, right? We've been training ourselves to basically just ask, right? Because the whole civil rights movement was us asking them to give us the rights that we deserve as human beings, treat us as human beings, right? And then after that happened, and we got treated, started getting treated as human beings, the mentality didn't go away. We just started to just shift to different aspects. Right, like, oh, treat us as human beings. Okay, we'll treat you as human beings. Cool. Now we want you to represent us, right? We want you to do this and do this for us. And then it starts steamrolling, and it started getting bigger and bigger. And now we started just our whole mentality now is that we want you to do everything for us, the white man. You know what I mean? The proverbial white man. You know? And it's actually crazy to think about it because it's like, damn, like. There's so many things when you think about it, there's so many things that is complicated, right? There's so many things that was put in place because of racist white people back then, right? And the concept of a white person is actually kind of dumb because there's no actual such thing as a quote unquote white person. They have nationalities. It's just in America, there've been it's a melting pot of so many different ethnicities and stuff that it just kind of like boils down to like either you're white or you're dark skinned, you know what I mean? Or like you're darker skinned, and it's just like that's just dumb. But the point is, the white people, the racist white people back then, right? The racist elites, I should say. They put these rules in place, right? And then that was the thing. And then on top of that, there were also the Black communities who had unspoken rules or un like things that were not talked about explicitly. And we just never they were never checked. They never got checked, right? They never got talked about. There was never a time when we had to sit down and actually have these conversations. Luckily, we're here now because thanks to the internet, we're here now, and we can have this conversation. We can actually talk about it. Now we can actually like sit back and think about how do we move forward as a Black community, as a Black Americans, right? How do we move forward and heal? Because we have a lot of fucking healing to do as a Black community, right? And the problem is that there's Chris Rock. I mean, Chris Rock had a good point when he said that there's Black people and then there's niggas. You know what I mean? Like, there's, you know, niggas are always the ones who fuck it up for other Black people, right? And it's not like it's their fault, the ignorant, you know, Black people. It's not that it's their fault, because that's what they were raised in, right? And it's interesting because I think when there's a person that grows up in a certain type of environment, and throughout the whole environment, they still stick to who they are, and they still are, like, there's people who were born in, like, someone like Kendrick Lamar, for example, right? He was born in this, you know, in Compton, or he grew up in Compton, I think. You know, I don't know for sure, but apparently he grew up in Compton. I don't really follow rappers' backgrounds like that. But the point is that from the story, he grew up in Compton, right? So, like, in Compton is highly, like, you know, Black-centric type stuff, right? The hood, the ghetto, a lot of Black toxicity all around, right? But Kendrick turned out the way he was, right? Which is interesting, right? Which means that it's more than just your environment that makes you who you are, right? You have to have, like, I think there's a certain level of how strong your personality is and how strong your will to do something is, which is, I think that's just ingrained in you as a person. There's very special people, I think, in the Black community who have a strong will to achieve something big, right? And because of that, I feel like a lot of them are going to be seen as a certain way, you know? A lot of other toxic Black people are not going to like that, because it's like a crabs in a barrel. They don't want to see another brother win, right? But it's not always like that. That's just how they grew up, and it's not really their fault. But at the same time, it kind of is, you know? But it's like, and sadly, like, our culture, a lot of our quote unquote culture is based off of negativity and toxicity, right? Battle rapping, you know, rapping in general. I'm not saying that it's negative, but, like, I'm saying, like, a lot of our stuff comes from a negative place, right? At least in America, at least for Black Americans. And it kind of feels like there's just a lot of negativity, right? Where, like, Asian cultures, right? Like, everywhere in the world, there's always fucked up shit that happens in the world. But because America is America, Black people, for some reason, have, like, this, they have, like, a chokehold. We have, like, a chokehold on the world for some fucking reason, right? Darker skinned people have, like, this chokehold on the, I don't know what it is, but it's there, right? If you pay attention, it's there. It's weird, right? I see it in other countries where, like, Spanish-speaking countries, their darker-skinned people get treated like shit, which is crazy to me. And it's like, it's not just America, right? And that's just a side thing. But basically, I'm kind of ranting, kind of going wherever. But basically, I'm just saying, it's like, we need to work on ourselves, okay? We cannot do anything, and we cannot ask for anything, right? Because we do not need them to do anything for us, okay? We need to do it for ourselves, okay? There is, like, you may call people like us, like me, who say that, and they're like, you're cringy, or, you know, like, it's not some Hotep shit. Like, that Hotep shit is dumb, but the idea of doing it for yourself and helping other people in your space, other people your color in your environment and in your, you know, circle, that idea I love, right? And that's what I plan to do, right? So it's kind of like, it's just hard because it's kind of, you gotta like, a lot of, it's so much toxicity. There's so much toxicity in Black America that it kind of like, it's like a brick wall. It's like talking to a brick wall. The level of toxicity overall is insane. Like the people that I talk to on Twitter, or like, not talk to, but like the, like some of the things I see on Twitter, and like people be tweeting, like Black people be tweeting, like especially Black women. Jesus, the toxicity from Black women is crazy, right? And like it's insane. Like it's actually crazy, like how toxic they can be, because, you know, like it's not their fault. It's just like, that's just how they were raised, right? And because of the shit that they grew up with and stuff that they had to deal with, and it's just crazy, right? And then Black men are just out here being like just menaces to society. Like the, well, not always, but like the ghetto ones, I feel like are their main issue, right? But I don't know what I'm trying to say exactly. I'm just rambling, but it's just the amount of toxicity is crazy, because I'm trying, because you can't, it's hard to have a conversation with somebody like that. But I'm trying to have a level-headed conversation and speak logically. Like, I'm not here to think from emotion. Yes, sometimes I may think from emotion. Actually, you know what? I won't even say that. I don't think I speak from emotion. I think most of the things that I say, unless it's some horny shit, it is speaking from literally either it's misinformation, one, you know, it's just ignorance, right? Which I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to, like, if you tell me and give me, like, evidence and give me, like, sources and all that stuff, I'm willing to learn. But a lot of people don't give me the chance to learn, because they don't, they just immediately just start calling me names or whatever, right? That, to those two, or, you know, I speak completely, like, logically and rationally. I try to, anyway, because it's, I'm not saying that I never speak emotionally. I'm just saying, like, the chances of me speaking emotionally is lower, because I don't like the idea of, I don't like the idea of it, right? But sometimes some things do trigger me. So, I mean, it is what it is. All I'm saying is that we need to have a, like, a actual conversation, and have, like, a non-emotional conversation, right, about things. Because there's a lot of things that we need to have a conversation about, right, as Americans. Not just Black Americans, as Americans, right? And I, like, I think I've said this before, but, like, one of the things that I feel like that needs to happen in America is we need a complete, like, government reform. Like, there needs to be, like a reset button. You know what I mean? I don't know how that's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to break America, because I feel like America is on the edge of breaking. If we don't fix it now, America is on the edge of destroying itself, of literally imploding, if we do not do something about it. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I genuinely believe. That's what's going to happen. That's my sad nihilistic take. Right? Is like, or I guess negative take. I don't know how to, I don't know what word it is, but basically it's my take. Right? If America doesn't get his act together, we are doomed to implode. Not explode, implode, right? Because there's so much actual, like, bullshit going on in America, because we're so bored and we're so just ready to, like, just talk about anything that gets our emotions in a bunch, that gets our emotions triggered. Everything is emotional. There's no actual, like, conversation had. And when there is an actual conversation had, people get emotional that you're speaking the truth, and they get upset. Then their emotions come out. So, like, it's, you know, it's really sad. It's honestly really sad. And I don't know how it is for other countries, but in America, this is the truth in America. And, you know, if you're listening to this in another country, please let me know. Please let me know, because I would love to know if other people, other countries understand what I'm saying. Because I'm just speaking as an American, as a Black American, and I don't know. I don't know. I haven't left America. I've never left America. Like, never. I don't think. And I want to get out of here. I want to leave America before it implodes, but I got to build my brand first, and I got to, you know, start making millions. You know, that's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's just, you know, it takes time, effort. You got to be patient. You got to be patient, and you got to keep trying. But, yeah, that's all I wanted to say, really. You know, it was just a weird thought that I had. You know, this podcast thing is so weird, because, like, I don't want to make it official. You know what I mean? I don't want to have, like, have an upload schedule. I just want to it's kind of like just my place to just unload my thoughts, right? And, you know, people be listening to them, I guess, because I see people be listening to them. I, like, thank you. But, man, you know, like, you know, y'all the real MVPs, you know, because y'all actually, like, you know, it says I got 17 followers, you know, hey, I'll take it, that's cool. You know, I didn't think I'll have any followers, but people fuck with me, you know, so, also probably because I have music on here as well, but, like, anyway, the point is, you know, us as Black Americans, we need to do shit for ourselves. Stop asking people for handouts. Stop asking people for all this stuff, right? Stop it. Make your own shit, okay? Do it yourself, okay? And figure it out how to do it yourself. I'm talking to myself as well, okay? I'm not just talking to y'all. I'm talking to myself as well. Because we all need to get off our ass and figure this shit out, okay? Stop asking other people to represent you when you can represent yourself. Understand that, okay? You can represent yourself. You can have your own company and represent Black History Month every day, Black History every day of the year if you wanted to, okay? That's because it's your company. Stop asking don't let other companies dictate if you care about this or not, okay? You need to figure out what you care about and care about that thing. Okay, but don't make it your personality, because then it becomes annoying. Okay, just care about that thing and try to, like, just make it as, you know, logical and realistic, and, you know, don't come off emotional. Don't be all emotional and stuff. You'll figure it out. Okay, just stop letting other people tell you what to do. Okay. Stop letting other people tell you how to think, how to feel, how to, you know, what to do, what to buy. Like, you need to think for yourself, okay? Self-thought, self-realization. You need to realize this, that there are things in this world that are just yours. Some things that are just yours, and you need to get yourself there to attain it, you know? Because you deserve it. We all deserve it, you know? I want to see Black Americans win. I do. I really do. But we need to do it ourselves, okay? Don't ask Marvel to make Black characters. Don't ask DC to make Black characters. Make your own Black characters and sell that shit. I have a poster of Eric July right now on my, not Eric July, but his character that he made. A Black comic book artist, okay, comic book maker. I have a poster of his main character on my wall because I support what he did. He grew his fan base and he made his own comic book. That is inspiration right there, okay? Figure it the fuck out. Make a YouTube channel and surround yourself with people like-minded. That's all it is, I guess. I'll see y'all on the next one, man. Love yourself and love others, and always keep going for your goals. Don't stop. Do not stop. Once you stop, you are dead, okay? Like, You should only stop when you're dead. Let's be honest. And that's how I feel anyway. I'll see y'all. Peace.